Hello and welcome to the 17th episode of Worldview Central Bank Insights. I'm your host, Reagan Basong, a freshman at the Wharton School of Finance, and it is my pleasure to guide you through another exploration of the larger stories regarding global financial dynamics over the past week. In today's discourse, we will begin by discussing how Wall Street's expectations for rate cuts have been pushed out even more, then to Vietnam's massive rescue of a fraudulent bank, and finally to the IMF's word of caution to Asian central banks. So to start, economists are now pushing out their expectations for the Fed's rate cuts, with many now seeing a risk that cuts may not even begin until next year of March. The Fed's decision to wait is driven by reasonable concerns about inflation, which remains above the central bank's 2% target. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, he made recent comments which have solidified the view that rate cuts are unlikely in the near term. Powell noted a lack of further progress in lowering inflation and suggested that it may take longer than expected to gain enough confidence to start easing policy. Market pricing reflects a high degree of uncertainty, with traders currently pricing in about a 70% or so probability of a rate cut in September and about a 45% chance of a cut in July. However, there is also a growing possibility that the Fed may not cut rates at all this year, as I said earlier, with some economists even suggesting that they may wait until March 2025 before easing. The uncertainty surrounding the Fed's policy has led to a range of forecasts, with some economists still expecting two rate cuts this year, while others are predicting only one and some even none. Despite the uncertainty, there is still hope that inflation data will improve in the coming months, giving the Fed room to ease. Some economists, such as those at Citigroup, expect the Fed to begin easing as early as June or July and take out rates several times this year. However, the possibility of a policy mistake looms large. Higher rates for longer could threaten labor market stability and pose risks to the finance sector. Some economists argue that the Fed should already be cutting rates too, given that inflation has cooled significantly from its mid-2022 highs. Overall, though, the Fed's path forward remains uncertain, with much depending on the trajectory of inflation and economic data in the coming months. Next, let's talk about Vietnam, who has taken an unprecedented rescue effort for Saigon Joint Stock Commercial Bank, otherwise known as SCB, which has recently been embroiled in the nation's largest financial fraud case. The rescue involves significant cash injections from the central bank to prevent the SCB from collapsing. Since the arrest of real estate tycoon Truong Long in October of 2022, which sparked a run on the bank, the State Bank of Vietnam has injected since then 24 billion in special loans. These injections amount to 5.6% of the nation's annual economic output. I'll repeat that again. These injections amount to 5.6% of the nation's annual economic output and one-fourth of Vietnam's foreign exchange reserves. The central bank intervened to stabilize SCB and prevent a collapse, using the injections to cover cash withdrawals and maintain liquidity. Despite the rescue efforts, SCB continues to face challenges, including liquidity problems and difficulties in settling payments on time. The bank's deposits have plunged and bad loans have surged. Lan, the tycoon behind the fraud, was recently sentenced to death for her role in the scheme. The central bank and the government have sought help from the private sector to restructure SCB, but challenges remain, including the unclear legal status of real estate assets used as collateral for loans. The restructuring plan hinges on evaluating these assets, which include valuable properties in Ho Chi Minh City, but are mostly unfinished projects. Overall, the rescue of this very important bank represents a significant challenge for Vietnam's financial system, and it highlights the risks associated with fraud and the complexities of managing a banking crisis. Lastly, to our last topic of today, let's remain in Asia, where the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has advised central banks to focus on domestic inflation rather than closely tracking the US Fed's policy decisions. The IMF emphasized that central banks should avoid making their policy decisions overly dependent on anticipated moves by the Fed, as this could undermine price stability in their own countries. While U.S. monetary policy does have a strong and immediate impact on Asian financial conditions and exchange rates, each Asian central bank should handle its own price dynamics based on its specific circumstances. The IMF recommended a tighter for longer stance in economies where inflation is elevated, while policy settings should remain accommodative in economies with a significant slack. The strong U.S. economy, coupled with persistent inflation, has led to speculation about the Fed's interest rate decisions. This has resulted in the dollar strengthening against Asian currencies, prompting concerns from countries like Japan and South Korea about the weakness of their currencies. So yeah, in conclusion, we began by discussing how Wall Street's expectations for rate cuts have been pushed out even more, then to Vietnam's massive rescue of the fraudulent bank, and finally to the IMF's word of caution to Asian central banks. As we continue to live throughout this financial landscape, the ripples of change will definitely continue being felt across economies worldwide. So yeah, that's a wrap for this week's Central Bank Roundup. If you have topics you want me to dive into or thoughts on today's podcast, please feel free to let me know anytime. You'll find all my details, my contact details, in the show notes. Until next time, thank you.